The Seattle Police Department has handed over a criminal investigation of one of its officers to the Washington State Patrol. The case is centered on an officer-involved shooting on New Year's Eve that left 36-year-old Iosia Falatogo dead. The SPD will conduct its own investigation to find if Officer Jared Keller followed department protocol. The situation is made even more complicated by the new voter-approved Initiative 940 that's intended to make it easier to prosecute police who use deadly force. Crosscut's David Croman has been covering the story. He talked with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick about the case.
David, let's start by talking about what happened on New Year's Eve.
So police officers say that they saw this man make an illegal lane change. So they pulled him over. We don't know the full details of why there were so many officers at the scene, but after they'd pulled him over, they were sort of milling about doing paperwork, and then this man started running. And so we know from watching body cam footage that the Seattle Police Department released later that six officers ran after him, tried to tackle him to the ground. You can see in the video at one point that he's holding a gun, the man, sort of holding it by the muzzle, so not by the handle or the trigger. But then somewhere in their struggle, the gun kind of falls a few feet away. He sort of seems to be reaching for it, but it's unclear based on the video. And then in the middle of the struggle, one officer, Jared Keller, fires and shoots him in the back of the head, and then he falls to the ground.
Well, the family of this man, 36-year-old Iosia Falatogo, want answers. And we should also mention that Officer Jared Keller was involved in another fatal shooting.
He was involved in a fatal shooting in 2017 up near Magnuson Park. He wasn't the only person involved in that. There were seven officers who fired at that in that particular incident. But, it is notable. He's been on the force for, I think, about 3 years, so not very long. And it's rare to be involved in two shootings in that length of time.
You're reporting that the State Patrol is conducting an outside investigation into the shooting. It's happening at the same time that the city's Office of Police Accountability is conducting an investigation. These are happening at the same time, and it's also one of the first fatal police shootings that has happened since the passage of the voter-approved Initiative 940, which removes a key restriction in prosecuting police officers who use deadly force. And this is also happening while the city of Seattle is involved with an agreement with the Justice Department, a consent decree, after it was found that officers had used excessive force in cases and biased policing. So all of this is coming together with these two investigations that are happening.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of different layers to this. In a fairly rare step, Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best has decided to forward what is going to be a criminal investigation into the officer who fired to the Washington State Patrol. And then, as you mentioned, simultaneously to that, the department's sort of internal affairs office is going to conduct an investigation that won't look at legality, but will just look at whether the officer followed proper protocol. And whether he should be punished or not. This happening just weeks after the passage of Initiative 940 is really interesting, because that initiative sort of mandated that when an officer uses deadly force, the investigation into that incident should happen outside of the department, except in cases where a department is under the watch of a federal judge. And so because Seattle Police Department is under that watch, it was unclear whether or not they necessarily were required to forward this investigation to another agency. But my impression is that Chief of Police Carmen Best decided to do this sort of to avoid any anger on the part of family or the public who want to see the Seattle Police Department follow these new rules under the initiative.
Let's talk a little bit about Initiative 940 and what its aim is, and the fact that state lawmakers may still be tweaking this initiative in the session.
This kind of goes back almost a year ago. It looked like this initiative was going to go to the ballot, or it was going to go to the ballot. Lawmakers decided instead of letting it go to the ballot, they would cut a compromise on their own. But the famous Tim Iman sued the legislature over that decision, saying that they were required to send this measure to the ballot. He won in court. So what the legislature dealt with last year was sort of wiped clean. Voters approved it by a wide margin, and now they're returning to the table to sort of cut this new compromise. So what's sort of left unclear is this question of what's the Seattle Police Department's role under Initiative 940 really is. You know, that what we mentioned before, how the fact that they are under federal consent decree interacts with this new initiative. And I think some of that will get clarified in the coming weeks, but it hasn't been clarified yet. And so the fact that this shooting kind of happened in this limbo period between when the law technically takes effect, but before the lawmakers have decided to clarify it, makes this whole situation really kind of muddy and unclear.
Right. So all this is happening under that cloud of uncertainty. What do you expect to be next in the case?
So I think it's going to be sort of radio silence for a while here. The Seattle Police Department will do their sort of internal investigation into how this unfolded, whether that was proper conduct or not. That will take months. Similarly, the Washington State Patrol, they're going to spend quite a few months. So as far as answers on whether or not this was illegal or violated policy, we probably won't know until July. At the same time, we're also going to wait for a King County inquest, which is essentially like a third fact-finding mission into this shooting, which will then create the basis for whether or not King County Prosecuting Attorney Dan Satterberg wants to bring charges against this police officer.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks for coming in and helping to clarify some of the things around this case.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.